Since we spent the past 5 or 6 minutes talking about the most popular and most downloaded items, this caught my eye this week. On the iTunes Top Albums chart, I looked up there and I saw that 3 of the top 10 most popular releases are by artists that we've had on the Bryant Park Project
so
in recent months.
Awesome.
And now we actually have empirical proof that you like their music, so we figured you might want to hear a little bit of what they had to say in our studios and play in our studios. Now, after less than 1 week from its release, currently sitting pretty at number one on the iTunes album chart is Jack Johnson's Sleep Through the Static. Now, when Jack came by the BPP studios, he talked about growing up in Hawaii, talked about his environmentalism, and then he talked about how political punk bands like Fugazi shaped his musical life, which might surprise a lot of people. But on this album, Johnson did go for a little bit more of an electric, amplified sound. And as he shared with me, some of his new lyrics have a little bit of bite, too. The record's called Sleep Through the Static.
Mm-hmm.
And
tongue twister, I blew it.
The song that goes along with the title of the record, I wrote down some of the lyrics. Who needs sleep when we have love? Who needs keys when we have clubs? Who needs...
Who needs please when we've got guns?
Ah, okay, good. I couldn't figure that one out. Who needs please when we've got guns? And who needs peace when we've gone above but beyond where we've gone?
Where we should have gone.
Sounds like you aren't happy about something.
I guess not. You know, it's like sometimes you just write a song and different parts of your personality come out. I have a joyful participation, as Joseph Campbell would put it. And I really, you know... I try to be in the moment and just be happy with the way things are and accept things. But, you know, sometimes you just, that was like a stream of consciousness thing where I just sat down and wrote and that's what came out. And, you know, with that war going on right now, you can't help but be a little bit upset about it. I mean, I can't.
Well, let's put that set of lyrics in context. Will you play the song
for
us?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. Trouble travels fast when you're specially designed for crash testing. Wearing wool sunglasses in the afternoon. Come on and tell us what you're trying to prove. Cause it's a battle when you dabble in war. You store it up, unleash it, then you piece it together. Weather the storm drain, running rampant, just stamp it. Send it to somebody who's pretending to care. Just cash in your blanks for little toy tanks. Learn how to use them, then abuse them, and choose them over conversations. Relationships are overrated. I hated everyone, said the sun. And so I will cook all your books. You're too good looking and mistaken. You could watch it instead from the comfort of your burning beds. Or you could sleep through the static. But who needs sleep when we've got love? Who needs keys when we've got clubs? And who needs please when we've got guns? And who needs peace when we've gone above? But beyond where we should have gone. Beyond where we should have gone. Stuck between channels, my thoughts all quit. I thought about them too much, allowed them to touch. The feelings of rain down on the plains, all dried and cracked, waiting for things that never came. Well, shock and awful thing to make somebody think that they have to choose. Pushing for peace, supporting the troops. And either you're weak or you use brute force feed. The truth is we say not as we do. We say anytime, anywhere, just show your teeth and strike the fear of God. Wears camouflage, cries at night and drives a Dodge. Pick up the beat and stop hogging the feast. That's no way to treat an enemy. Well, mighty, mighty appetite, we just eat them up or keep on driving. Freedom can be freezing, take a picture from the pretty side. Mind your manners, wave your banners. What a wonderful world that this angle can't see. But who needs sleep when we've got love? Who needs keys when we've got clubs? And who needs please when we've got guns? And who needs peace when we've gone above? But beyond where we should have gone. Beyond where we should have gone. We went beyond where we should have gone. Beyond where we should have gone.
That was Jack Johnson. His new album is Sleep Through the Static.
Next up on the iTunes Top 10 list, coming in at number 7, Vampire Weekend. Last week, the band Vampire Weekend put out one of those releases that everybody seemed to have an opinion about. The BPP's own Jacob Gantz caught up with two members of the band near their alma mater, Columbia University, last week. A day earlier, Tuesday, I believe, Vampire Weekend had released its self-titled debut album, which now sits at number 7 on the iTunes chart. They played the first of two sold-out shows at New York's Bowery Ballroom, and they taped a set for Late Night with David Letterman. Not bad. But it hasn't been all wine and roses for this young band. Along with the hype has come a fair amount of backlash. But as befits the leader of a band that fully came into being in this internet age, guitarist and singer Ezra Koenig seemed nonchalant about the sometimes chilly response to his band's music.
Our first major press was 6 months ago, and that was probably when we first started getting backlash, so to speak. Like, whenever there's like a lot of positivity, there's also going to be negativity. It's the hater phenomenon, and it's, you know, I don't know if it really is as simple as people make it out to be, like hype and love, backlash and hate, because I think those things are going to coexist from the very start.
Does it sting at all? I mean, even when you know it's going to happen, is it hard not to be sensitive about things like that?
Well, you know, growing up listening to rap music, you almost feel like at some point you should have haters, that's an important part of being a successful musician. So, you know, it's a good thing, I guess. Is your bed made?
You could see video of that interview with Vampire Weekend at our blog, npr.org/Brian Park.
And finally, currently fighting it out for the number one spot on the iTunes album chart with that record by Jack Johnson, two independent spirits who helped create a soundtrack for the independent hit movie nominated for an Oscar for Best Picture, that's Juno, and the group's The Moldy Peaches. Former bandmates Kimya Dawson and Adam Green visited the BPP and played the movie's signature song, Anyone Else But You, but funny thing, that song was originally featured on The Moldy Peaches' debut album, which is 7 years old.
Just so we should be clear, Kimya, these songs aren't songs that you wrote for this movie, right? They all pre-existed in some form in some one of your incarnations.
Yeah. The Moldy Peaches song is real. I mean, we wrote that song in like 99 or 2000, and then all of my songs are on previous albums of mine. We did re-record a couple of them as instrumentals. Me and Jason Reitman and Matteo Messina were in the studio together.
Tell people who Jason and Matteo are.
Jason is the director of the film and Matteo is the composer.
So how did you hook up with Jason and Matteo and this whole Juno project?
Well, Ellen Page, Jason asked her what she thought Juno would listen to, and she said The Moldy Peaches. And so Ellen and Jason sat at his computer and she downloaded Anyone Else But You for him. He decided to make that song a big part of the movie. You know, they contacted me and Adam to get permission to do that, and we agreed. Sort of months later, you know, Jason asked me to send him some stuff, and I was under the impression that the film was done, you know, because it's like I had been to some of the filming and I'd been to the rap party, so I was like, okay, movie's done. I didn't know that they edited film together and then put the soundtrack over it, so I just sent him stuff like as a friend, like, yeah, here's like kids songs I've been working on and here's this and that and this and that. And then he emailed me later and said he wanted to use more songs.
The movie has some similarities with your own life. Yeah, and I see one of the similarities. There she is. Who's that?
That's Panda.
How old is Panda?
She's almost 18 months.
So were you actually pregnant when you were working on the film, or had you already had your
No,
child?
No, she was like 5 or 6 months old when they first contacted me.
So it's interesting. You said that you didn't realize they had edited together the movie, and then they put the music in later. So what was it like for you when you saw the movie and then heard your music attached to it and woven in and out of it?
It's cool. Like, they had sent me a rough copy at the beginning of the summer and asked if maybe I could write an original song for the movie, and I couldn't pull it together. I travel a lot, and we were about to go to Europe for the summer, and just being a mom, I was like, But I watched it like 5 times. I totally loved it, but it wasn't completely put together, and the songs weren't all where they were going to end up. And I don't even pay that much attention to my music. You know, it's just the way music is in any movie, but sometimes I'm just like, whoa, that's me. Like at the world premiere in Toronto, I was like, that's me singing, and that's Ben Affleck, like, 3 seats away. Like, he's listening. That's weird.
So. It's the song Anyone Else But You featured prominently in the movie. Mm-hmm. It was already a hit in its own right.
No, it wasn't.
It was a little bit.
No,
know.
It wasn't.
It was known. How about that? Can we say that?
Some kids have covered some it on YouTube.
Yeah, some people knew about the song before it was in the movie. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Why do you think that song lent itself to this particular film, Juno?
I don't know. Just those kids are so cool and weird and sweet, you know? It's like they're nice little freaks. And I felt like they were not too far off from the kids that we were when we wrote that song.
How old were you when you wrote that song?
Let's see.
I was 18, right?
So I must have been like 27.
So at 18 years old, what did that song mean to you?
It was just about how me and Kimya, like, we were both looking for love, but just absolutely not for each other, you know?
We used to say that it was like we were standing back to back, like both looking out like into the world for that imaginary perfect person.
Wait, can you guys play Anyone Else?
Yeah.
For us?
Yeah.
This is Anyone Else But You, Adam Green, and Kimya Dawson.
Part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else but
kiss
you.
You on the brain in the shadow of the train. Kiss you all starry-eyed, my body swinging from side to side. I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else but
here is the church and here is the steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people. I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else but you.
Pebbles, forgive me. The trees, forgive me. So why can't you forgive me? I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else but
I will find my niche in your car with my MP3, DVD, rumble pack guitar. I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else but you. Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, start. Just because we use cheats doesn't mean we're not smart. I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else but you.
You are always trying to keep it real. I'm in love with how you feel. I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else but
we
you.
Both have shiny, happy fits of rage. You want more fans, I want more stage.
That's Kimya Dawson and Adam Green of Moldy Peaches. What's coming up on the show, Rachel?
Well, coming up, Idaho. You know that state. They had a Democratic caucus there, and for the first time in a long time, it actually mattered. We're going to talk with someone who was there. Stay with us. You are listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.
Bye.
Squinched up your face and did a dance. Then you shook a little turd out of the bottom of your pants. I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else